Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Faith in me, baby, can't you see? You've got to talk to me.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The suspect in today's shooting at an Army base in Georgia has been identified as Cornelius Radford, a 28-year-old automated logistics sergeant. Authorities say he used a personal handgun, not a military weapon, in the shooting, which sent five other soldiers to the hospital. Those victims are in stable condition, the Army says. Brigadier General John Lubas at a press conference in the last hour.
I would also like to thank the brave soldiers who immediately intervened and subdued the shooter. These soldiers, without a doubt, prevented further casualties.
No word yet on a motive for Radford, though Lubas did say the incident played out at his place of work and involved his co-workers. Investigators are now working to determine how Radford was able to obtain a handgun and bring it onto the base, which has restrictions around personal weapons. Radford was also arrested earlier this year for driving under the influence. This is ABC News. A pair of reports on crime in America find that both violent and nonviolent offenses were lower last year compared to 2023.
Both the FBI and the Major Cities Chiefs Association have found significant declines in violent offenses, but the trend is not universal. The MCAA report shows Denver, Orlando, Portland, and Tampa each with a 50% drop in homicides in the first 6 months of this year. But Cincinnati, El Paso, and Milwaukee showed increases. Boston, according to the Police Chiefs Association, saw a 143% surge in murders January to June. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Germany, police say a motorist in a Porsche Panamera driving more than 199 miles per hour on the Autobahn just west of Berlin has been fined more than $1,000 and banned from driving for 3 months. While many believe the Autobahn does not have any speed limits, that's not the case for the entire highway. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, temperatures cooling down to the mid-60s with more clouds and scattered light showers during the overnight. And then Thursday, some early morning thunder possible. Mixed skies with a chance for some small storms or rain in the midday to evening, highs in the mid-80s. Winds are out of the west, northwest at 5 and it's 80 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Wednesday, August 6th. Good evening for WRCL News. Setting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Richland Center City Council met last night. Items that were discussed included a report from Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner that the Development Committee is working with the congressional spending grants on street projects, which include sidewalk replacement near Hive Drive and possible infrastructure street repair on Jefferson Street. Glassbrenner also reported that Panorama Estates, Buildings 2 and 3, had a pre-construction meeting 2 weeks ago, and digging time will begin in September. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that the garbage and recycling services with the former Town and Country Sanitation expires at the end of this year. The city will be soliciting proposals for garbage and recycling services. The council approved additional funding of $4,083.52 for unexpected costs to install a large generator at the municipal building. The council also authorized execution of a $34,559.73 innovation grant awarded by the Southwest Regional Planning Commission to be used for GIS services. Repairs on an overhead crane was approved. The amount should not exceed $4,000, and the money will come from the Roadway and Equipment Repair Fund. The City Council also approved renewing the city's contract with Apt Swain Law Office for legal services. Cost of services will increase from $150 per hour to $175 per hour, with an estimated annual increase cost of $10,000. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an incident took place at the Vernon County Courthouse in the city of Viroqua on Tuesday morning. At approximately 9:45, the Vernon County Clerks of Court office received a call indicating there was an unresponsive adult male inside an automobile in the parking lot at the county courthouse. Court staff immediately summoned the court security officer, a full-time deputy sheriff, who responded directly to the patient and notified the sheriff's office 911 dispatch center requesting additional resources. With the busy court schedule, a second court security officer, a part-time deputy sheriff, was available and retrieved medical equipment and supplies from the patrol vehicle. The first sheriff's deputy quickly recognized that the patient was displaying signs of an opioid overdose and took immediate action according to his training. The Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance all arrived on scene to further care. The patient was transported to Vernon Health, treated, and released. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for cured and smoked teriyaki beef produced by Holman Locker and Meat Market in Holman. The alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contained soy and wheat, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold at Holman Locker and Meat Market on or before August 1, 2025. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or wheat are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this public health alert can contact Lori Stetler, Holman Locker and Meat Market at 608-526-3112. Several Wisconsin law enforcement offices are making deals with ICE. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
More and more Wisconsin sheriff's offices are making deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. Well, 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not, which recently drew the ire of the Department of Homeland Security.
A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that private text messages and messages sent through private apps by public officials in the state can be released if they involve public business. The ruling stems from a lawsuit that accused former Natural Resources Board Chair Frederick Prehn of unlawfully withholding public records, including private text messages between him and then-Governor Scott Walker. The appeals court also ruled that the public officials can be held accountable for legal fees in cases where the court finds that the records should be released. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time, it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering, put together by the Young Republican National Federation, is expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in economic activity for the region. Last summer, Milwaukee hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention, which brought in over $300 million of business impact. Wisconsin has been a key state in deciding the most recent presidential elections. Give the gift of life and keep the blood supply strong this summer. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now. All blood types are needed, but type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be Friday from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. The second will be Saturday from 8 to noon at the Grove Regional Community Center in Mazomene. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated, returns to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday. The C&M Circus has been providing quality local family entertainment for 40 years. There will be brand new 2025 performances featuring Big Cats, presented by Trey Key, Aerialist Extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil Duo on the tightrope and Wheel of Destiny, the High Energy Macias Family Hand and Foot Juggling, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo Acton. On Sunday morning, starting at 9:30, there will be the tent raising and tour. Everyone is invited to watch the big top rise. You will also get a chance to tour the grounds and get a behind-the-scenes look at the show. Learn about life on the road and the care the animals receive. There will be two performances each day. 1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stand, and the box office opens up for some extra fun. The performances, held Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30, are 90-minute amazing shows the whole family will love. Advance ticket prices are $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of the advance tickets go back to the sponsor, meaning more money back into your community. You will also save money and can skip lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Come one, come all to the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of the service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Richland Center. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church, Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Joseph D. Wankerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, with a burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet Avoca area, died Saturday at his home. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. Harvey F. Riley, 88, of Richland Center, formerly of the Muscadet Avoca area.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly cloudy today with spotty sprinkles possible, and more clouds throughout the evening with scattered light showers that could roll through overnight. Highs today did scrape the low 80s, and tonight they will slowly fall to the mid-60s. Winds were feisty out of the southeast around 15 miles per hour, and tonight they calm to around 5. Now, as this low-pressure system moves in and the warm front drapes itself across the state, we could hear some early morning rumbles of thunder possible tomorrow, then mixed skies to follow, and maybe some more small storms or rain popping up midday. Turning more muggy and warmer, highs will reach the mid to upper 80s, but it'll really be feeling more like 90 to the low 90s. Got more chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Winding down overnight, it'll be a mild and muggy one when we wake up on Friday. Breezy throughout the morning and afternoon, turning hot and humid. Dew points are going to be rising to the 70s, with temperatures striking the 90s. Low 90s, but it's really going to be feeling more like the mid to upper 90s, probably pushing triple digits. Thankfully, there'll be a stiff breeze out of the south around 20 miles per hour, still partly sunny, so a few spots of shade. And we hold on to the very warm and muggy conditions for Saturday, at least to start. Partly sunny, highs will spike to the mid-80s, and then scattered showers and storms spark by the afternoon. That, of course, is going to be moving in as a cold front pushes through. But the cold front doesn't move very fast, it kind of stalls, which means it's going to bring strong to severe storms potentially Saturday afternoon and evening, and some of those could continue to spark up and have more and more rounds throughout our Sunday. So some spots of sun, still sticky, more showers and storms on Sunday. Highs drop to about the low 80s, and that's what we hang on to start off early next week. Long story short, in case you didn't keep track of all of that, active weather moving in tomorrow and this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 79 degrees, 84 our high today, while our morning low was 55. Yesterday, we had a high of 85 and no precipitation. Record high on this day was set back in 1941 at 96, a record low 44 set in 1964, the record high set in 1941. Last year on this date, our high was 75, our low 58, sunset today at 8:18, sunrise tomorrow at 5:58. No precipitation yet. The barometer, though, is still falling. It's at 30.4. Winds out of the north at 3 to 5. Again, it's 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Evening Sports today is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Milwaukee Brewers are looking to continue their win streak when they are on the road for Game 3 against Atlanta. So far, it has been a very good road trip for the Brew Crew, who have swept Washington before traveling to Atlanta, where they have won back-to-back games there. They have a four-game lead in the National League Central heading into tonight's game. It will be a 6:15 first pitch time, and you can hear it on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Bucks may have been ready to give up on guard Damian Lillard before he got hurt. Yardbarker.com is reporting that the team was looking for a trading partner where it might find another player to pair with superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lillard's Achilles injury forced Milwaukee to forget about big trades and become more conservative. The report says the Bucks front office was convinced it had to make a drastic move to keep Antetokounmpo from demanding a trade. Former Badgers safety Hunter Wohler tells reporters he's trying anything to stay on the field. Wohler was a seventh-round draft pick by the Indianapolis Colts. Sports Illustrated said he is showcasing his versatility in pursuit of an NFL job, moving up near the line of scrimmage as a linebacker and making his mark as a special teams player. Wohler is expected to make the team, but he's trying to show coaches everything he can do during training camp.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Aaron Rodgers isn't ruling himself out of Pittsburgh's preseason opener against Jacksonville. Rodgers, who last appeared in an exhibition game 2 years ago, says he's on board to play if Coach Mike Tomlin asks. The 41-year-old last played in the preseason in 2023 during his first season with the Jets. The short-term loss of rookie quarterback Will Howard dealing with a hand injury might complicate things. Rodgers has been mentoring Howard since signing with the Steelers in June. Rodgers says he's seen progress in recent days as he grows more comfortable in the system. Jen Powell is set to become the first woman to umpire in MLB when she works games this weekend between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. Powell will work with the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at the Truist Park on the plate. Sunday, MLB told the AP. Powell, a 48-year-old from New Jersey, worked spring training games in 2024 and this year. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, 10 years after it ended the NFL, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. The NHL has still not had a woman referee. Also, the NFL has entered into a non-binding agreement to sell NFL Network to and other media assets to ESPN. The league will receive a 10% equity stake in the ESPN and with ESPN in the return. The deal still requires a final agreement. The approval of NFL owners and regulatory clearance. ESPN plans to include NFL Network in its upcoming direct-to-consumer service. The NFL will continue to own and produce the Red Zone channel, but will allow ESPN to distribute it. NFL Fantasy Football will merge with ESPN Fantasy Football. Viewers are unlikely to see changes until next year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You're made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, expecting a big crop with a lot of questions about export demand. New crop sales are off to their slowest start in years with no apparent demand from China due to tariff tensions. September beans were six lower on the day at 965.5. November was down 6.25 at 984.5. September soybean meal was down $4.40 at 272.60. September soybean oil was 5 points lower at 53.72. Corn was down as near-term development conditions continue to look largely favorable, and this year's crop should be sizable. Corn's oversold, and overall demand continues to be bullish. But with this assumed supply, September corn is down 1.75 at 379.75. December was 3/4 lower at 401.25. And wheat was mixed. Chicago and Kansas City were up on an oversold bounce, but they're wary about rising global supplies as winter wheat harvests move forward. Minneapolis was lower, with U.S. spring wheat harvest getting underway. September Chicago was 1/4 higher at 508.5. September Kansas City was up 7 at 511.5. September Minneapolis wheat was down 1.25 at 569 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply on the midday strength in box beef, waiting for direct business to get underway. October live was up 255 at 229.65, and December was 257 higher at 230.72. September feeders were up 467 at 344.22. October feeders were 457 higher at 342.40. And hogs were mostly down on profit-taking, the lower midday pork, and questions about sustained demand. October was 82 lower at 91.97. December was down 65 at 84.52. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean.
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were at $238 to $240 live in the south, but were never established in the north. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the end of the week. Box beef closed sharply higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $492 at $374.86. Select was $542 higher at $351.36. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 1/4 with a weighted average of 113.77. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.93 higher with a weighted average of 114.90. The Western Corn Belt up 208 with a weighted average of 115.19. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 290 at 115.22. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4444.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. New USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Luke Lindberg, says the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has many provisions that will benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers.
But it also doubled our capacity for MAP and FMD, the two main programs, the market access facilitation programs, that get our farmers in those markets to make these sales happen.
More news is next.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean...
Yeah, John Deere bail documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bail documentation for more information.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A protection specialist says he's concerned about early detections of sudden death syndrome in soybeans. Troy Bauer is a senior seed treatment tech field representative for BASF.
We're starting to get a lot of questions about SDS. Started getting phone calls last week about SDS showing up, and this is almost a month ahead of schedule.
He tells Brownfield the earlier than expected confirmations are likely due to summer weather conditions. The new chairman of the Illinois Soybean Association says collaboration is his top priority. Brian Seaver says agricultural commodity groups need to work together now more than ever.
We need to make our voices heard because the farmer is being affected by these tariffs more than any other operation in the world. A unified voice sounds better than all individual voices.
U.S. ethanol production last week averaged 1,081,000 barrels per day, down 15,000 on the week. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137. Or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetou in Tim Zuckox Realty with sales results on upcoming events. Large squares top to $200 a ton and large rounds at $70 a ton. Reminder, you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week. Call 608-723-4024 info. Three online only auctions up and running right now. Sales include vehicles, firearms, tools, furniture, and one sale even includes 175 acres of land. Go to www.timzuckoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetou. Have a great day.
The conditions have been ripe for disease development across many Corn Belt states. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Some farmers are trying to be strategic with their early fungicide use, but others are trying to hold off until the later stages of crop development. One Southern Indiana-based agronomist says now is the time to make those fungicide applications. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grow technical agronomist says now is the time for growers to make fungicide applications. Megan Taylor says the conditions have been right for disease development.
We just had a very long planting window. So we started in mid-April and we stopped the first week of July. So that really extended planting window was because it was so wet. So for example, last year compared to this year, we're running about 11 to 12 inches over normal rainfall. And it wasn't just that we were getting the rainfall, it was long extended periods. Couple that with very slow growing conditions in May, and again, that's when the crops are really, really sensitive, so we're just more susceptible to diseases to come in. And I think the last thing has been the storms we're having, because the storms are not just normal rainfall, it's not nice and gentle, right? It's coming in with wind, pound, 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 you're getting a lot of driving rain, splash back on the plants, and that really, I think that's why we're seeing so many diseases, especially southeast Indiana, and I think as you follow that, Kentucky, those lines where the storms have been, northern Missouri is another good area. I think that's why we're seeing all of it.
She tells Brownfield, several commonly known diseases have started to appear.
We have tar spot, we know, and we also have southern rust. I think southern rust is a more immediate risk, right? Tar spot, that's the long game. So southern rust, really easy diagnostics if you're looking for it, is you'll see rust pustules on the top of the leaves only, not on the bottom, and it's going to be a very orange color, and they're very circular. So we typically see it just because we've had a lot of weather events. Again, those weather events are coming from the south, and so usually when we have high winds like this, we see southern rust. Where we found southern rust, we're also finding tar spot at the same time. There's probably some other diseases people aren't as used to, like Physoderma, and Physoderma can look like southern rust early. That's just because we had a lot of leaf wetness early, and then the other one has been Diplodia leaf streak.
Taylor says with a year like this, farmers should try to be strategic with their fungicide use.
I would say brown silk, you need to be in there. You need to have a fungicide that's got at least a strobilurin and a triazole. If you can get an SDHI, a three mode of action product, that's even better. The biggest thing is just we need to try to expand the time where the crop is actively growing and that leaf tissue is protected. Get a product that's got a 3 and 11. If you can get an SDHI in there too, that's great. So a 7.
Taylor says as the growing season continues, scouting will be key. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
When it comes to construction, start with a name you can trust, Harchi Lumber. Known for quality selection and competitive pricing, they've been building their reputation from the ground up since 1969. Before you begin your next project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. From lumber, drywall, and wood studs to windows, doors, roofing, insulation, cement, molding, and more, if you need it, they've got it. Build with confidence. Build with quality. Build with Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Well, it is 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and of course, going on this evening is the Walk with Grace Captain's Night and Survivor Reception. That got underway at 5 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. There'll be a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program. That program will be getting underway shortly at 6, which will feature researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. So that will be starting shortly. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Granger Smith.
The midnight Milky Way through a cracked windshield. The highway's never known how free this feels. I learned to drive out here. My grandpa let me steer. I still hear both hands on the wheel. Talk to God on them. We get lost on them. Find our way to a rocky mountaintop on them. We get stuck on them. Fall in love on them. Rough around the edges just like us. That's why the dirt roads make the world turn real slow. Feel the gravel letting go. Stirring up my soul. That's why I love running wild through country miles. They're out of style, they take a while, but every winding ride will lead me home. That's why I love dirt roads. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chasing a painted sky and river winding curves. can't help but feel like my heaven here on earth. Yeah, out here in the quiet, I know you hear me. The stars are smiling, I feel you near me. Talk to God on them, we get lost on them. Find our way to a rocky mountaintop on them. We get stuck on them, fall in love on them. Rough around the edges just like us. That's why I love dirt roads, make the world turn real slow. Feel the gravel letting go and stir it up my soul. That's why I love running wild for country miles. They're out of style, they take a while, but every winding ride will lead me home. That's why I love dirt roads. Whoa, whoa. That's why I love dirt roads. Sometimes they're beat up and broken, scattered and tossed in the breeze. But no matter their scars, it doesn't change what they are. That sounds a little like me. And that's why I love dirt roads. And that's why I love dirt roads. That's why I love dirt roads, make the world turn real slow. Feel the gravel letting go, it's stirring up my soul. That's why I love running wild through country miles. They're out of style, they take a while, but every winding ride will lead me home. That's why I love dirt roads. Talk to God on them, we get lost on them. Find our way to a rocky mountaintop on them. We get stuck on them, fall in love. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's why I love dirt roads. That's why I love dirt roads.
Bill brakes so that they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's an aspirin, don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of them, the hands of time. Time. My go-to game day jersey's always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town church blue, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old heart. Sunday morning coming down. Tuesday's gone, green grass at home. I
looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Come one, come all. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated. Before the show, come early on Sunday at 9:30 to watch the big top tent go up and enjoy a free behind-the-scenes tour. See how a circus travels, how animals are cared for, and get a glimpse into circus life. 1 hour before each show, the Midway opens, featuring Pony Rides, Moon Bounce, Giant Slide, Face Painting, and great concessions. Showtimes are Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. Each show runs about 90 minutes of non-stop action. Advance tickets are cheaper and help give more back to the community. Get yours now at Napa Auto and Truck Parts or Kelly's Coffee House. Visit cmcircus.com and learn more.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Peridot is the birthstone for August. Pamela's has a large selection of all types of Peridot jewelry. Stop by, save 20% the whole month for your favorite Peridot piece of jewelry at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
With QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center, you'll get projects completed faster. Time is everything, so why sit there waiting? QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag will set faster and leave you waiting less. Use for fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. So why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Get QuickCrete in the red bag at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
No stand. This country music's burning deep inside.
So when I came to town, my chances were slim. That it would take a whole lot of money just to be like them. I didn't have the cash, and I sure had the time. Living like a millionaire and ain't got a dime. Ain't got a dime, but I spend my time like it's hard-earned cash. I spend it all every single day. I don't keep no stash.
That's Juice Newton. Time for the news, which is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store and by Johnson Tractor.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. An Army sergeant is in custody after he allegedly used his own weapon in a shooting that took place at Fort Stewart in Georgia earlier today, leaving five soldiers wounded. ABC's Louis Martinez reports from the Pentagon.
You are allowed to possess personal weaponry as long as it is properly registered and presented when you arrive on the base. And so any such thing as a concealed weapon is not allowed. So lots of questions remain about how exactly when he purchased this weapon and for what was the purpose.
President Trump in the Oval Office this hour alongside Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. The tech company is announcing a $100 billion investment in American manufacturing. And that's on top of the iPhone maker's $500 billion investment it committed to earlier this year. The White House also says it's working towards setting up an in-person meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is ABC News. The search is on in Wyoming.